I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18 plus, gambleaware.org.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Meta has frozen hiring for its artificial intelligence division after hiring over 50 researchers and engineers. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The hiring freeze went into effect last week and coincides with the broader restructuring of its AI group. A Meta spokesperson confirmed the freeze, characterizing it as, quote, basic organizational planning. The move comes after the company spent months scooping up talent and pushing the pace of the talent war, offering researchers pay packages worth nine figures, and using so-called reverse acqui-hires to strip startups of key leaders. Plus, Elon Musk said Tesla's newest version of its Model Y sport utility vehicle might never come to the U.S. because of self-driving advancements. In a post on X, Musk said this variant of the Model Y doesn't start production in the U.S. until the end of next year, or that it might not ever. The six-seat version, dubbed the Model YL, is slightly longer than the company's flagship Model Y and is slated to launch in China in September. Tesla has priced the Model YL starting at 339,000 yuan, the equivalent of $47,182. And finally, Hertz is planning to sell used vehicles directly to consumers through Amazon's automotive marketplace. Hertz sells about a third of its former rental cars directly to consumers through its auto lots and website, but most of the company's vehicle sales still go through auto auctions or to dealers. But in a new deal with Amazon Autos, buyers can browse cars, complete their purchase on the website, and pick up the car at locations in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, and Seattle. The company plans to expand to 45 locations around the U.S. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.